On August the 9th, 22.1 million registered Kenyans will go to the polls to elect the country's fifth president and successor to the incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Even though the focus is mostly on the high-profile presidential contest, across the 47 counties, the electorate will cast votes for county governors, parliament representatives and other lower-level positions. This afternoon, we are joined by our guest, Professor at the University of the Witwatersrand, trained as a political scientist with over 25 years of teaching and research in Kenya, Professor Gilbert Khadiagala. Professor, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon and thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. As I indicated in my introduction, that the presidential contest is one of it, and then there are several other factors and other aspects that is being contested. So how does the Kenyan elections really work?
There was a new constitution in Kenya 2010 that created many, many more positions. And therefore, the elections actually become a very cumbersome process. Because as you indicated, there are local level elections, elections for MPs, elections for senators, elections for governors, and then, of course, you have elections for the presidency. So it's a very crowded process. And the key here is that you need an electoral body that can actually manage that process, that very complex process. It has to be done within a day, and actually within a few hours, from 6 a.m. to around 5, 6. So it's very complex, and that's why it gets very confusing, even for the voters. When they go into the voting booth, they have to spend quite some time there. Because it's a very tedious process.
Yes. Now, we've seen Uhuru Kenyatta, who has served his two terms, son of the first president of Kenya, still remaining in the center stage up to the elections, even though he's no longer eligible for the elections. Why is that the case?
You know, it's still center stage because he fell out with the deputy president. He's former ally, Mr. William Ruto, and he now jumped ship and he's supporting the opposition candidate, Mr. Raila Odinga. So it's an important element because what has happened is that he's put all his stakes, his eggs in Mr. Odinga's basket because he doesn't really like his deputy president anymore. They fell out from 2018. And then they have been really quarreling in public and quarreling very badly so that it looks very bad for the country that the two people who've been running the country together have fallen apart. And it makes Mr. Kenyatta's presence on the electoral on the electoral map also very contentious because some people are complaining that he should have been more neutral. He should have just said, you know, we need a level playing field. Let Mr. Ruto and Mr. Odinga campaign and see who wins. But he's been doing the exact opposite. He's been supporting Mr. Odinga, and that's why he has remained very relevant. So we'll see after August 9th whether his bet is the correct one or whether he'll actually be politically embarrassed by the decision that he made not to support any of the candidates.
Is this a matter of just being vindictive or is there some future benefit and motive that could come out of Odinga then becoming the president and Kenyatta supporting him?
Yeah, you know, there are two arguments to that. One of the arguments is that the two are never really, that means the president and the deputy president, were never really good friends from the beginning. They were only united by the very fact that, you remember, after the 2007 elections, both of them had been indicted by the International Criminal Court for engaging in violence during 2007. So 2013, they come together, and it was therefore a negative alliance from the beginning. But some people argue it was not really bound to be sustainable alliance. The other argument, of course, is that Mr. Odinga who has been running for president for the last four elections. This is his last election, his last presidential run, because he's now 77. But there are speculations that if he wins power, he'll be a weaker candidate. And therefore, Mr. Kenyatta can continue to rule from the grave. Put it that way.
Yes. What do the Kenyan voters really want? You know, the economy is at stake here. We know that Kenya is one of Africa's largest economies. Kenya has a thriving technology sector, and the World Bank has projected that its gross domestic product will grow by 5.5% at the end of 2022.
You know, the issues around the economy, around inequality, around corruption have been very consistent over the years. All the parties have manifestos that are literally the same. There are only some differences in style. But what matters in the end in Kenya is actually not economic issues. People don't vote because of lack of bread. They vote because of their ethnicity. Which alliance has coalesced around specific ethnic groups. And therefore, this is what matters more than actually the more big bread and butter issues. So the economy, yes, is a problem, especially after COVID. And Kenya has a large middle class, you know, that you'd imagine would vote on issues. But they're only really good middle class during times when there are no elections. During election, then they run back to their tribes. That's the problem here.
Yes. So, Professor Gilbert, what is likely to happen post 9th of August elections? What sort of results are you predicting?
I'm really predicting a close election. But what that means is that if none of the candidates wins with a comfortable majority, there'll be violence that we saw in 2007. It's so thin margin that Ms. Odinga is leading with a very thin margin. But if he doesn't win decisively, if neither candidate wins decisively, we are going to be in trouble in Kenya.
Yes, so we certainly pray for Kenya that things can stabilize. Thank you for the commentary that you shared with us this afternoon. Your time appreciated.
Thank you very much, sir.
Go well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, so that was our guest from the University of Johannesburg. In fact, it is Witwatersrand talking to us about Kenya elections and what can we expect.